Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Holy Ghost Radio Show, a spirit-filled show with a prophetic mandate to reach the lost and impact God's people with biblical and revelation knowledge. We pray that the Word of God will make a difference in the lives of every listener. So tell a family member, friend, and a neighbor to tune into this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Well, hello, everyone. I am your host, Tiana Copeland. I want to welcome you all to Holy Ghost Radio Show. On today's show, we are joined by a woman of God. She is a mother of Zion, minister, a prophetic vessel of the Lord. The Lord has revealed to her a revelation about the spirit of abortion. And I pray that you guys will stick with us through this entire show because God has a word for you. God has a word for the nation. God has a word for the entire world in this hour. So you all are welcome to participate in this show as well. And also we want to welcome her to the show. Her name is Minister Janice Moat. We bless you, woman of God. We are glad you are here to join us today. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
Now, Minister Mo, tell us a little bit about you and your ministry.
Okay, I am the Minister of Compassion of Christ Outreach Ministry. It's an outreach ministry that helps the homeless or help people that's in need. We're just not targeted towards the homeless, but a person, people that are in need. And in this hour, we have to realize that people in need our help. The ministry was founded April in 2011, and it's Compassion of Christ Outreach Ministries. And if you need to contact us, you can contact us at Compassion of Christ Outreach Ministries at gmail.com. That's Compassion of Christ Outreach at gmail.com. Or you can go onto the link on Tiana Copeland Ministries. .org. That's Tiana, T-Y-A-N-A, Copeland, Ministries.org.
All right, woman of God. Now, you know, we already had a discussion a few weeks ago about this show. You were saying to me how God revealed to you about the spirit of abortion, and it really blew my mind what you got out of it, and I really want you to share with the people what did God give you. First, let's start with the dreams that you had about this.
Okay. On September the 27th, I had this dream on September the 27th, 2012. God showed me in a dream where there was a later aborted a set of twins, and this was a late abortion. One was a girl and one was a little boy. The boy was dead, but the little girl was still alive, but had some birth defects. It was blind in one eye, and some other things were seriously wrong with this baby. Mm-hmm. I began to ask the mother if she was going to keep this baby. And I was so afraid that she was going to say no because the doctor was waiting for her answer. And if she had said she was not going to keep the baby, the doctor was going to kill the baby right on the spot. But however, the lady said, yes, she was going to keep the baby. Of course, I was relieved. The same night, a few hours later, I dreamed another lady also had a late abortion.
Mm-hmm.
These also was a set of twins also, but they both were dead, lying in a pool of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Later that morning, when I got up, I began to pray and focus on these dreams. The Holy Spirit gave me revelation on the meaning of these dreams. Within my spirit, I began to feel the spirit of repentance, like I had to repent. I was like, oh, my God, I just feel like I had to repent. So I asked the Lord, why am I repenting? Because I never aborted a baby or even coached anyone into aborting a baby.
Yes, yeah.
The Holy Spirit spoke and said, this is spiritual. This is spiritual. And he says, when God called you, and you said, I don't want to get saved. I don't want to teach. I don't want to preach. I don't want to evangelize. I don't want to be a prophet or a prophetess or an apostle, or I don't want what God has for me because I'm not ready. You have aborted what I have impregnated within you,
ooh,
which is my purpose.
Wow, wow.
I said,
that's
okay,
awesome.
God. I said, okay, mm-hmm. God. And as days went on, I went into study. He had me to go into study,
mm-hmm.
not just to give his revelation, because a lot of times people don't understand revelation.
Mm-hmm.
They understand revelation, but it goes deeper than just that.
Yeah.
So I began to study up on the different types of abortions, because the dream was natural abortions that happens,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the world.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But this was spiritual, so it was, I began to study up on the different abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across which they call the morning after pill, the RU486. And
ooh,
let me explain
okay.
this to you. It says, first the doctors give you a dose of this medicine by mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes the placenta to separate from the endometrium.
Okay.
It also softens the cervix and increases the uterine contractions to allow the uterus contents to pass.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
pregnancy may end in a clinic or later at home.
Mm-hmm.
Some doctors allow their patients to take this pill at home, and then the pregnancies end like a miscarriage at home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, all right, Lord. I'm always talking to God. I talk to him like I talk to people. I said, okay, God, I got this. Now what you want
uh-huh.
me to do with it? He said,
wow.
Relationship. Relationship. Ooh. I said, relationship? He said, relationship. It said the
mm-hmm.
morning after pill, when you begin to have a relationship with God and he
mm-hmm.
impregnates you with his purpose, and you take this morning after pill, which is the RU486, by speaking
mm-hmm.
words like, I'm not ready, I don't want to preach, teach, prophesy, etc., you have just aborted a baby. And when you allow men and women of God to tell you that your God have not impregnated you with purpose, they have just vacuumed from your womb the purpose God had placed in you from the foundation of the world.
Wow.
And when
wow.
you say what you don't want, you have just chosen to abort your purpose.
Wow. That is awesome.
Okay, and I went back. I would say, okay, now we had a deformed baby to actually live.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is deformed? What does this mean? He said the deformed baby was also from the morning after pill, the RU486, known as the
mm-hmm.
late abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you abort, if it's a late abortion, the baby might not die. It might come here deformed. And this
mm-hmm.
happened
mm-hmm.
with this baby. It said the baby didn't die. It was born deformed. Something you have to live with the rest of your life. This purpose that you cursed will always be a problem and will never be healthy, just like a real child that is born with a birth defect.
Mm-hmm.
Now your purpose will always suffer. The ministry will never come off the ground like it should because of something you said like, this was a mistake. I'm not
wow.
ready for purpose, or I don't want any children.
Wow.
I don't want purpose. I don't want what God has for me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, Lord, I got you. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So now he says, the Holy Spirit says, this whole world has the spirit of abortion and must repent and turn from killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women of God, stop playing the abortionist and people's lives that God has placed into your hands to nurture and help bring forth healthy babies, purpose, and start saving people's lives as you were called to do. Because
mm-hmm.
when you
mm-hmm.
say to my people, you are not called for this or that purpose. and, and stop my people from achieving that which I called them to do. You are playing the abortionist, and you are killing men and women or children. It's time to repent. I was like, my God, my God.
Wow.
It say, if God allow purpose to be conceived in you, then God has a plan for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back. We're going to go to Mary. Mary's parents didn't know that she had given birth to the Savior of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But she did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God has a plan for the unborn. So to abort your purpose is to stop the plan of God.
Wow. Wow.
We repent for things that we think that are wrong, but look how narrow-minded we are when it comes to God.
Wow.
And I got some things written down. It say don't abort the purpose that God has placed in you. Are you and were you spiritually pregnant with God's purpose is the question. And we can answer that as yes, because we all were from the foundation. He said,
yes.
I knew you. From the foundation.
From the foundation.
That's right. People have strong views about women aborting babies. But did you know that it is more offensive to God when Christians take the seed of his word and then abort it?
Wow.
There are far more spiritual abortions in America than there are physical abortions. God's seed is incorruptible. It cannot fail. If the word fails to come to pass in our lives, it's because we have listened to the enemy and failed to believe God.
Wow. Wow.
Many of God's peoples was pregnant with God's purpose and have allowed the enemy to come in and abort the baby. Let's go to Jeremiah 1:4-6.
Okay.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, don't say I'm a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak.
Wow. Wow.
It said the word of the Lord is saying stop speaking negative and don't allow someone else to speak negative concerning your purpose that God has placed in you. Because when you or someone else speaks this way, you, along with that other person, have decided to have an abortion.
Wow.
Our negativity has the capability to abort the purpose that are being developed in our womb. We must align ourselves with God's will in order to birth what he has placed on the inside of us and what will be, and we will be in the spirit of disobedience.
Wow.
Another type of abortion I looked up is called the curate type abortion, is where the child is cut from the mother's womb with a spoon-like object. This is a natural abortion that they actually do to women. I said, okay, God, what you want me to do with this one? He said, tell them, parents, let's stop spoon-feeding our children with bad information, telling them that we all make mistakes and that they have to go through the same things. This is a lie from the pits of hell, because Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember me also, your creator, in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them.
Wow.
Yeah, I know what you may be saying. that we all have to bear our cross, and yes, you're right. Jesus bears his cross, but he's saying not. Our children are doing everything under the sun, and we are teaching them lies and not the truth. In other words, we are allowing the abortionists to cut God's purpose from their very womb. It's time to repent.
Yes, yes, yes.
My God, my God. Jeremiah told the Lord, I cannot speak, for I'm a youth. The Lord replied, don't say I'm a youth. Your words are negative, and they are not lining up with my will for your life. Do not say I cannot when I have said you can.
Wow.
It doesn't matter how old a young a person is when God begins to speak his words into them. The words I cannot is the same as the curate's type abortion. When the Lord tells us to do something, it means that he has already equipped us to accomplish what it is that he has us to do. When we respond to his commandments with I cannot, we are positioning ourselves for a spiritual abortion.
Wow. And I can honestly say I'm guilty of that, because I always say I don't want to do this, and I hope God don't call me to do this because I just don't want to do that. And really, we speak in the negative things, but what if God is calling us to do these things? That means that we are aborting the purpose.
And that's true. And when I go back, And I'm talking about the young ones now, our little young children. Do you know, if you go in the Old Testament, you had the youngest king, I think, was 8 years old in the Old Testament. 8 years old.
Wow.
You got children right now, 6, 7, and 8 years old, that's preaching the gospel.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, they're going to make mistakes. But gang banging, smoking drugs, robbing, stealing, cheating, lying, all they don't have to do that. See, that's what I'm saying about mistakes. I know they're going to do, you know, sometimes they're going to do little mischievous things because they're children and they're still learning. But we should not tell them and allow them to get away with different things that they do that is not of God.
You know what I'm saying? That's right.
So we can't tell, everybody doing it, and everybody, you know, I did this when I was young. I stole, I did this, and I did that. But that don't mean you did it. But it's for you to tell your children, you don't go the same path I went in. Because I had nobody to teach me and nurture me. So, yeah, I probably did those things. But now you got somebody to teach you and nurture you, so we're supposed to train a child in the way they should go, and they would never depart from it. That's what the word
says.
That's
right.
So they don't. You don't have to make the same mistake I made.
Wow, that's right.
You know, so we got to stop telling our kids that, and making it seem like it's okay, because when we tell them that, you're talking to a child, and their mind is real narrow. We say, okay, you made a mistake. You got to bear your cross, and you got to make your mistakes just like I did or just like we did. You telling that child it's okay to do these things. No, it ain't okay.
Wow.
It's not okay. Okay, and he was dealing me about faith as far as, you know, the abortion, the spiritual abortions that we have been allowing ourselves to get into. God's plan for our lives are so much bigger than our minds can comprehend. The word of God says, just shall live by faith. The just shall not live by what they see in the natural realm. Faith supersedes the natural. Faith speaks to those things are not as though they were. Faith says yes and amen. When God speaks, faith causes God's seed on the inside of us to grow to maturity. Faith walks us through the birthing process and delivers the promises of God. And this baby will not be deformed, neither will it be aborted.
Wow.
aborting your purpose shows a lack of faith in God. To abort your purpose is to take matters into your own hand rather than just trust God to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
This shows the lack of faith, which the Bible labels as sins. Romans 14 and 23 says, "For whosoever is not of faith is sin." Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take faith to birth the spiritual baby that is inside of us. God
mm-hmm.
has put his seed of purpose in us for his divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us are going to have to repent of doubt, unbelief, and speak a negative into your and someone else's purpose. Ask the Lord to increase our faith so that you and I can be used as a birthing channel for him.
Yes.
Remember, study shows that when a pregnant woman, study shows that when you're pregnant, the word you speak, your baby, which is purpose, can hear and will react to it.
That's true. That's true. That's why they tell you to read the baby.
Yes. If you keep saying, mm-hmm. oh, I sure don't want to be pregnant. Oh, I just made a mistake. Eventually, that baby gonna abort itself.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? They say if you let a baby listen to what the musician is, I forgot what his name is, but anyway, he'll be smart.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be smart. You know, if you speak positive to your baby come out, you know, okay
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. So, and that's what the study shows. Everything that you do affects this baby. Everything that you do affects this purpose that God
mm-hmm.
has placed in us. Everything that you say, if you speak negative of it, it ain't going to never come to pass.
Wow.
So, you know, and God is looking for people who have faith to birth his purpose, plan, and promises in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel Gabriel appeared before her and spoke the words of the Lord to her, she responded with the words in a positive way, saying, "Be it unto me according to your word." Once the
wow.
seed was planted, the angel departed from her presence. Mary, through faith, received the promise, purpose, and the plan that God had for her, which was triplets, the promise, the purpose, and the plan.
Wow.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Christians are God's birthing channels on this earth. The
mm-hmm.
Lord desires to impregnate us with his purpose, plan, and promise. This carries of God's seeds purpose. We must be careful to protect the pregnancy. We must carry these babies' seeds full term, allowing nothing to interfere with the birthing process. John 10:10, Jesus said that thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy does not want us to fulfill God's promise in the earth, purpose in the earth.
No.
So he will do anything in his power to get us to line up with his negative thinking and talking in order to destroy the seed that God has placed in our womb. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Our
wow.
thoughts and our words carry power. Negative results are positive results. The words
mm-hmm.
that we speak will produce life or death. As Christians, we must be life producers.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Isaiah 55:11.
Mm-hmm.
So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish, which is performed, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. When God
mm-hmm.
sent forth his word, it filled with destiny and purpose. This is why it's so important for us to align ourselves with that word. The word that God give us is actually causing us to fulfill or accomplish our destiny in Him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
An abortion attempts to destroy it, destroys the work of God. That's mm-hmm. what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I know that whosoever God does this, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it or anything taken away from it. And God does it that man should fear before Him, Ecclesiastes 3:14. God mm-hmm. is eternal, so His work is also eternal. Abortion is an attempt to do away with unwanted purpose.
Wow.
And an attempt to make a liar out of God by bringing an end to His work.
Mm-mm-mm. And it's safe to say, even on last night, I have Tuesday night prayer. And when I end the prayer, and now I realize why I prayed this, I say, God, don't let your people die with purpose. Don't let your people die with destiny. And a lot of times that's what happens. They die with purpose in them. They die with destiny because they refuse to answer what God is telling them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do, and we do, and we all guilty of it.
Yes, I know I am.
You know, from the beginning up until now, we all get, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to say it. I don't want to be it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready. I just, you know, I feel, you know, and we do. We all say it. And abortion encourages sin. Every time we abort our purpose, we help others become comfortable with it,
mm-hmm.
you know. We are advertising our actions that it's okay to tell God no. And we are
mm-hmm.
encouraging others to commit the same sin. The convenience
exactly.
of aborting our purpose will only lead to an increase of other sins.
Wow.
So when you say no to God, go ahead.
So is it safe to say that we should repent not only for our fleshly things, but for spiritual things, because everything happens in the spirit before it happens in the natural.
That's
and a lot
true.
Of times we repent for things we said or done or, you know, our fleshly actions, but instead we should repent for what we see in the spirit realm.
That's true. And that goes back when I said it's, we repent of things that we think we know, but we are narrow-minded when it comes to God and the things of God. Our mind is narrow. I have never really repented for anything that I've done in the spirit because I didn't think I did anything wrong in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm always looking at the natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people always, I repent for lying, I repent for stealing, I repent for this, I repent for that. But have you repented for what you have done in the spirit against God? Because He said, worship me, worship me in spirit and in truth.
Truth. Wow.
Not in your flesh, in spirit.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So if you're doing something against God in the spirit and you haven't repented for it, it's time that we repent.
Ooh, Jesus.
Because it's
yes,
bigger
Lord.
Than the natural. This is bigger than the natural.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is bigger than the natural. Because this flesh
yes,
going to die. This
yeah,
flesh going to
yeah.
die.
It ain't going to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
That's okay. My God. I don't care how messed up it is, it's going to die. It ain't gone. So if your spirit still messed up, guess what? Your spirit ain't gone either.
Yep.
See?
Yep. Wow.
So, okay, let's go to the will of the Father. Okay, the will of the Father is to have sons that love, well, I'm going to say sons and daughters, sons
mm-hmm.
and daughters that love Him, sons and daughters that are tried, tested, faithful, pure, and holy,
mm-hmm.
sons and daughters that can love Him, sons and daughters that can shower His gifts and treasures
mm-hmm.
upon, sons and
mm-hmm.
daughters that can share His very self with, sons and daughters that will do His will on earth as it is in heaven and forever. Not
mm-hmm.
everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
That's
but
right.
But only but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:21. If you don't do his will, you ain't going. It says it right here. You would not enter. You would not enter. You can't continue to say no to God. You cannot continue to say no to God.
Wow.
So we're walking around and we all spiritual and we think we all holy and we think we all got it together, but we don't. It says it right here. If you ain't doing his will, it says, but only those who does the will of my Father in heaven is gone.
Wow. 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 Wow.
It says right here, not everyone who says Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because you calling them and calling, you ain't, if you ain't doing his will, you ain't going. It says it. It's clear. This ain't judging. This is the word. This is the word.
Wow. Wow.
It's the word. The cross of Christ and the inward cross of self-denial is the means to become free from sin, even the desire to sin. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature and its passions and desires. I'm sorry, Galatians 5:24. Jesus died on the cross to show us by example the extent of obedience required. Doing the will of the Father. For as he died on the cross in loving obedience to God, so we also must obey the commandments of God to crucify our sinful nature on the cross of self denial. Quit saying, oh, I ain't this and I don't think I'm called to do this and I don't think I'm called to do that because my pastor say or my spiritual father say. No, what God said.
Yep, that's right.
Everybody is born with purpose. Everybody.
Yep.
Everybody is born. This is why he said the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me, John 14:31. One of the primary reasons Jesus died on the cross was an example to show us how to die to self and the extent of obedience required. That's one reason why he died on the cross, to show us he was following the will. It was his Father's will. Because remember, he said, if it's your will.
Wow.
Your will. So he went to that cross. Because it was the will of the Father. Are we willing to go to the cross?
Yeah.
Are we willing to walk? Are we willing to do what he say do?
Wow.
Okay. God's purpose for you is to tell others about you. God's purpose for us. Everybody got a purpose. Everybody.
That's right.
Is to tell others about Jesus' love for them.
That's
declare
everybody.
His glory among the nation, his marvelous deeds among all people. Psalm 96:3. Make known among the nation what he has done and proclaim that his name is exalted. Isaiah 12:4. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. Develop your gifts. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in his proportion to his faith.
That's
right. If he's serving, let him serve.
That's
right. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Romans 12:4-8. Do not minimize your role. All Christians collectively form the body of Christ. The body is formed of many different parts. Romans 12:4-8 and 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. All are important. It does not matter what part of the body you are. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seems to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable, we treat with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, God has combined the members of the body and have given great honor to the parts that lack it. 1 Corinthians 12:20-24. Don't be upset if you don't have a place of prominence. For as you read in the above verse, or as I stated in the above verse, God gives special honor to people with less honorable roles. Do not downplay the value of what you do. Don't compare yourself to others or stop doing what God has purposed for you to do because man says you can't. However, God says you can. If all evangelists, preachers, teachers, and prophets in the world stop trying because someone else did a better job or were told you can't, where would we be?
I know, right?
Where would we be?
Wow.
Disbelief between Jesus and his family in Mark 3:21. Listen at this. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said he was out of his mind. In John 7:5, we read a similar account of unbelief. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. It was not until after Jesus resurrected did his brother believe his mission, his God-given assignment. Most people would not believe in us or believe in you. Don't let that stop you. Jesus didn't.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
1 John. Keeping the commandments, doing the will of God, is the only guarantee of constant abiding. Abiding is the condition of fruit bearing. If one does not abide, he is cut off and destroyed like a branch. There should not be any. In Joshua 5:1, it says, there should not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God is saying he's going to be with you no matter what. He's going to be right there. He's going to be with you. He said, I will not anyway fail nor give up nor leave you without support, not in any degree leave you helpless nor forsake you or let you down. Relax. I got a hold on you.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. Relax. He is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. If we diligently and humbly go to him, listen to him, and obey him, Jesus will change us so that he truly is our Lord, with the Father through him telling us what to say and do. This requires a radical, total change in us. But remember, it is necessary to enter the kingdom. It is necessary to enter the kingdom, to do his will. It's necessary. to do the will of the Father is impossible. It is impossible with our own mind, because the carnal mind is intimate against God.
Yeah.
For it is
right.
not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Romans 8:7. God has deposited a purpose within us. Maybe your God-given purpose is buried within because of fear, procrastination, or rejection. And we procrastinate a lot. Oh, my God.
We sure do.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty, Lord. Help me in that area. Perhaps you have shared your vision with others, but they did not believe in you or your abilities. Regardless of their unbelief, do not allow what God has impregnated you with to be aborted. God has a purpose for it, and only you can fulfill it. If your God-given purpose begins to look like a nightmare, don't abort the purpose. Realize the enemy is against you. Opposition rises because you are getting closer to birthing what God desires to release through you. Take courage and keep pressing onward as you rely on God each step of the way. Saints of God, it's time to push.
Yes.
And I'm going to say it like they always say it. Pray until something happens. It's time to push. It's time to give birth to what God has placed in you. Don't abort the purpose.
Wow. This has really, really been awesome. It's been an on-time word, because we as people really need to hear it, because all the time, a lot of times, we do that. We don't want to do it. It seems too hard, because we don't have the support we need. We choose to say, okay, we're not going to do it. You just sit on the purpose, and regardless of whether people support you or not, we're still supposed to do the will of the Father, but we avoid it because of the things, our circumstances.
Right. We are more afraid of people than we are of God. We're more fearful of, oh, what my pastor going to say, and what this person going to say, and how I'm going to look, and how I'm going. We got to take that fear and place it in God's hand.
He said in his word, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
That's right. But see, that comes from us looking. We have a tendency, and I know I've done it. I focus on man more than I focus on God. And I find myself sitting in church and asking God, I said, God, allow me to stay focused on you and not on man. Because if I depend and I focus on man, where is God is in the equation? Why am I going to church? Why am I sitting down listening to the word? You know, because I'm not focusing on God. And I go back to John the Baptist. John the Baptist got the focus off of him real fast.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was saying, people's act, are you the Messiah? No, I'm not. No. So he got the focus off of him real fast, because he knew the focus should have been on the one that
who was coming. Yeah.
He said, it's one greater than, it ain't me. So he got the, and I love John the Baptist for that, because he got the people off of him real fast. So, you know, and men and women of God, we as men and women of God, we need to learn that lesson from John the Baptist, because people are sitting in churches for years and years and years, and it's about what my pastor say. My pastor said it's my no, what God said.
And then my thing is, it's not that you shouldn't be obedient to your leaders.
Yeah.
That's not
it. Yeah.
But with a lot of times you have leaders, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. A lot of times you have leaders, it's almost like if I teach them, if I push them to their God-given destiny, then they might outdo me. And it's not competition. We're all the body of Christ, the all one body.
Yes.
We cannot operate if the leg is cut off. I might not operate. I can't operate if my ear is cut off. We all one body fitly joined together. So a lot of times that's what happens. So a lot of the leaders hold them hostage. Not saying everybody is supposed to go out into the world. You got some people are called to be an usher. Some people are called to be on the praise team. Some people are called to be administrator. Whatever your call is, you should do it. But a lot of times, a lot of leaders don't want to teach the people.
See,
really
why,
get down and
when,
teach them.
Mm-hmm. That's why when God set up the church, he set up the temple in the Old Testament, the Levites, was the one that took care of the temple. They were the one that allowed to go in the temple. But everybody else that came to the temple, they was equipped with what they needed to be equipped with, and they were sent on. They did not stay behind those four walls. They even brought back their tithes and offerings. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. Even though they allowed the devil to come in, but they went out. And they got the offerings or whatever, and they came back in to give. So my thing is, if you nurture these people, and that's just like you got a child. You raise this baby. You nurture him. You give him the best of everything. You teach him. You send him on out to college. You continue to nurture, and they can always come back home.
That's
when that child get out, they're going to always see about mama and daddy.
That's right. That's right.
So as men and women of God, if we do it right, we shouldn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
I know God said he going to take care of my needs as long as I take care of his people. Not take his people, but take care of his people.
That's right. That's
see?
Right. That's
so
right.
You will always be honored. Because you'll be looked at, this man and this woman of God, or this man or this woman of God, when I was down and out, I didn't know nothing. They nurtured me. They taught me the word. They pushed me. They told me I could do it. They pushed and they pushed and they pushed until they got me out, and now I'm out, and I'm just, you know, and I'm who God called me to be.
Exactly.
Now, I have to honor my parents. I got to
That's
honor.
Right. In the Lord.
In the Lord, I got to honor my parents.
That's right.
So you shouldn't have to worry. Not if you did it right.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
But a lot of us is playing the abortionist.
Yep.
I can't teach you this, or I can't do this, or you can't do that. That ain't what God called you to do. God gonna tell me before he tell you. Because one thing about it, I knew who I was at an early age, but I didn't know how to operate in it. God was using me. At an early, even when I was in my mess.
Exactly.
But I didn't know anything about prophets and prophetesses and prophecy. And I just thought, you know how we say, oh, I had a dream and this, and then when the dream come to pass, you be like, I dreamed that. You know, you didn't know. That's all you said. I dreamed that. Or I could say, you know, I don't trust this person or whatever. I see this, and this. If you were nurtured to know what it was, you knew it was something, but you didn't know what it was.
What it was, exactly.
See?
Exactly.
So, you know, when you got people that nurture that and feed it and help you to become who you are or who God called you to be, they're going to always come back to honor you.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
Always. It is almost impossible for them not to.
Now,
because I don't care who their parents are in the flesh. I don't care what their parents are or who their parents are. They're going to always honor their parents in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have one question, because you have a lot of people that don't know what they are called to do, and they sit in church because the church doesn't have any vision. So it's almost like, I don't know what I'm called to do, and I'm in the church, I'm up under a leader that doesn't have no vision to tell me what is it God have me to do. What do people do when it comes to that? I know for me, God showed me, and it was confirmed by other prophets. But a lot of people, God is not showing them. They don't know what their purpose is. And they're sitting in the church, and the church, the man or the woman of God can't see to tell them what is their purpose. What should they do?
You know, I think God's word don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
If you start searching his word and start seeking him diligently,
mm-hmm.
he going to answer you. He going to answer you. It's either going to be through his word or through another pastor or another
mm-hmm.
man or woman. It don't even have to be a man or woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know some people that they so far from God, but when I'm telling you, when they can just tell you your life story and don't know
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
See? So God going to send somebody.
Yeah,
just like
exactly.
He made the jackass talk. If
exactly.
He can make the jackass talk, he can make anybody talk.
That's right. That's right.
And tell you who you are.
Yes.
Or he told Beth, don't go down that road. The man was trying to tell. That's an angel right there with a sword waiting to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're going to do the wrong thing. See?
Exactly. Exactly.
So I believe if you seek him, like he said in his
mm-hmm.
word, seek me
mm-hmm.
with your whole heart, diligently seek me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jacob, he wrestled with an angel. He said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get there. The man and woman of God can't take you there. You got to go there.
That's right. I agree.
See? You got to go there.
Wow.
They can tell you how to get there, but they can't take you there.
They can't
See?
Take you there. Exactly.
You got to go. You got to get there on your own. And that's by neology.
Yeah.
In this word.
That's right.
And this
prayer
word.
Is prayer,
study yourself,
worship, and study. That's right.
It. You got to. You got to. You got to read it. There's so much stuff out here now that we can study this word. I mean, it done been broke down to you know.
A baby can understand
a
it.
A baby can understand it.
Wow. Well, I have a caller that has a question. I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Caller, you on the line. Do you have a question?
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Sean Crawford.
Hi, Prophet.
Praise
how
the Lord.
Are you?
How are you? I've been listening the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make a statement, if that's okay.
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay. It was something that Evangelist Copeland said in reference to about the pastor not having the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that struck my spirit is that a reason why a lot of leaders don't have vision
mm-hmm.
is because they don't have the heart of God.
That's right. That's right.
Especially when it comes to having vision for the people and pushing them into the divine call or the purpose that God has for their life. Bible says,
mm-hmm.
I give you shepherds after my own heart. Well,
that's right.
If the shepherd has the heart of God, then he has the heart of the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because God's heart is his people.
Right.
That's right.
So, when I have the heart of God, it's easy for me to have vision and to see and to promote the purpose that is
wow.
in that is that God has placed in the people, the treasure
That's
that
right.
we have in the earthen vessels. It is easy for me when I'm in sync or in tune with God, you know, or in my proper posture, You know, I'm not saying me per se, but I'm just saying pastors
yeah,
in general.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
And see, a lot of times the only way you can really get the true heart of God is when you spend time in His presence.
We
are in an age, or we are now in an era, and I speak this prophetically, where the leaders, not everybody, but the leaders, and God showed me this, where you have a lot of leaders that are going off of ingenuity and charisma, but not going off the very presence of God.
Woo.
Right.
Wow, that's so true.
You know, that's what happens when you're not in sync. You can't. It's hard for you to really feed. You know, it's hard to feed the people of God when you're not in sync with the Lord. Jesus told Peter, he said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." Period.
Feed my sheep.
Right.
Exactly.
So you're the sheep. The problem of the matter is that the sheep are dying, and it's causing the sheep to scatter because the pastors are not in its proper posture. And that's
right.
All I have to say.
That's
all
a whole sermon
right.
by itself.
That's all right.
That's
all
that's right. So true. It comes to the heart. You got to have the heart of God. Simple
that's
as
right.
that.
Amen. That's right.
Right. Amen.
Wow.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Wow.
I just want to chime in on that.
Okay.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you for your comment.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay. All right, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
The heart of
That's
God.
Awesome.
In order to get the heart of God, you got to get in His presence.
That's
and
right.
a lot
that,
of people,
yeah.
They're so busy in ministry, but they're forgetting about God. They're forgetting
yeah.
about His presence.
Yeah, they've left Him out of the equation.
Exactly.
You know, and
I have another caller that wants to ask a question. Let me get
okay.
him on the line. Holly, you on the line. You want to ask a question?
God bless you, Evangelist Copeland, Mother Moat. This is Pastor Aaron, all the way from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Pastor Aaron. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm being so blessed by the word that's going forth. One thing, as Pastor McCrossett was saying, is also when you read the Old Testament with Moses, he prayed that God gave him some people, and God gave him 70 people that shared the heart of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times, we as leaders are not preparing others to carry the vision. We can't
exactly.
do it all on ourselves. We have to prepare and equip people to walk in kingdom authority and
exactly.
take a posture with us that'll share the vision, and many times we're fighting over each other's vision. And when we have a common goal in advancing the kingdom, sometimes we'll set down our own agendas and our own concerns in order to push the vision that's been given to the man or woman of God.
Exactly, exactly.
And so this is such a and so what happens is many leaders and many others abort, as the topic is of today, we abort our assignment because it seems so frustrating. It's so much pain. There's so much pressure. It hurts too much to walk in what God has called us to do because we find ourselves with so much opposition to those that say they share our heart and love us.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's so true.
Amen. Hey, man, so I just wanted to chime in. I'm loving what you're going for.
God bless you, and I love you all the way here from California.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling and tuning
Thank
in.
You.
Okay.
You
love you, Mama. God bless.
Love
okay.
you.
Now that's awesome.
Wow,
that is so
yeah,
true.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And going back, hello.
I'm here.
And
mm-hmm.
going back to birthing and as Minister Aaron was saying, you know, it hurts. And not only that, and when you think about a natural labor, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it, the pain is so severe until you be, I don't want to do this. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
do it anymore. Let this be
mm-hmm.
over with. So, you
exactly.
know, and then when you look at it in the spirit and in the natural, God deals with me a lot in the natural to show
mm-hmm.
me what the spirit is all about. Also.
Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
when you look at it in the spirit, yes, it's very painful. Very, and it's very painful for some of these pastors
That
don't have people that have the heart of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you had the heart of God, you can see the man or woman of God where their heart is.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know, but it's just that when he dealt with me about this dream, it was just so awesome, and it was just so, you know, I was like, Lord, you know, he dealt with me a lot in dreams.
Now, I don't want to put all the blame on leadership because you do have leaders out here that pushes people.
Yeah.
But if the people don't want to go, what can they do?
It's no longer
the leader's fault. It's the sheep's fault.
It's the sheep
they
fault.
They are aborting their own destiny.
It's the sheep fault. Yeah, it's the sheep fault.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's a lot of people out here that abort their own destiny because they don't, for whatever reason, they don't want no parts of it. They get right to the door and a walk away, just as it's about to open, and they'll walk away. You know,
it's just like
just
a child.
About
you can
they,
teach
they,
your
they
child.
About to give birth, just like I was saying about the late abortion. See, just about when they get ready to give birth, they back off.
Yeah, because the leader can push a person so far, and if the person don't want to go, they can't make them. It's just like a child. We can teach our child mathematics all day long, but if they don't want to learn it, you're wasting your time. They're not going to perceive it. If they don't want to learn it, they're not going to perceive it. And that's the same thing when it comes to the house of God. You have leaders that do push members, but they don't want to go. They want to still be stuck in the baby stage. I want to be a baby.
True.
I want my milk and my baby food, and I don't want to get no meat and potatoes. I want
to
stay with my milk and my baby food.
Yeah, that's true. But meat and potatoes don't digest well when you're still a baby. You see what I'm saying? So, and we're talking about the natural and the spirit. So now the meat and potatoes is what gonna cause you to is going to cause you to grow up, first of all. See, you ain't ready to grow up because you still want to, you know, just you want a handout. Come on. It's time for the men and women of God to grow up.
Exactly.
Because this thing is getting crucial.
Yeah.
And we got to be able to fight. We can't fight eating baby food and milk. We got to have substance.
Some steak and potatoes and pork chops.
We got to have it.
Yeah.
See?
Wow.
So, you know, but we, you know, God is good, and he's calling for repentance for things that we have done in the spirit and have not repented of. And that's where he was taking me in the dream. And when the Holy Spirit revelated, it was for us to repent. Because we have done things in the spirit. And, I'm guilty of it. God knows I'm guilty of it. Because when he did revelate to me, immediately I started repenting. I'm like, God, you know, I'm sorry.
Help us.
I didn't know it was till now.
Yeah. Wow. This has really been awesome. I mean, really, really been awesome. We all need it. The body of Christ as a whole need this message because a lot of times we abort our destiny just by our thinking, what we say out of our mouth, because we really don't want to do it. You know, so this really been a good, good topic. So you guys, I'm going to end this segment. Y'all tune in for next week. I have Apostle Conrad Bowman out of Memphis, Tennessee. He'll be here next week on, I think it's the 24th. I'll have all that information. So if you guys are not signed to my Facebook fan page, please go and like that page because that's where I announce all of my ministry information on that page. So I love you guys, and we will talk to you. Go ahead.
Can I say a word of prayer right quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. Father, instill in our hearts a deep desire for the things you want to do through us. I acknowledge that nothing else was sacrificed until I protect and birthed out the purpose that you are calling us to, and most of all, I repent for aborting our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to prune away further things so I may diligently work towards fulfilling the longings stirring within my heart.
Yes.
Guide me in every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So you guys tune in to next week. I love you, and God bless you all.
Love you. God bless you.
We are so thankful you decided to join us this week. To keep up with ministry updates, go to www.TianaCopelandMinistries.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TianaCopelandMinistries. Join us next time, and make sure you invite everyone to join us as well. We pray for you, you, and you, that the blessing of the Lord maketh it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22, God bless. And all will be